I think we should just puff.
Do all of you know Leo Kretzner? Leo's teaching Lab Dulcimer here this week, and very good friend of ours. We started out doing this together way back in 1970. We were
Rich and Leo were aging children, sometimes misprinted in the paper as aging chicken.
Yeah, we didn't own dulcimers and mandolins at the time.
No, that's true.
We were doing light rock.
Light rock and roll. We asked him to join us on a song that's a favorite of ours. It's a Carter Family selection. And he joined us on the recording of it when we did our recent album called Toe Tapping. And it's a real nice touch to the song. We'd love for you to sing.
The one thing we love about this place is that people sing along. It's wonderful.
This is called Wet Rainy Day. And it's not exactly a blues, but it feels like one. We do a lot of different music. In fact, we've had a lot of people come up already and ask us to do certain numbers. We're gonna try and get to all of those too.
And then hopefully turn it into a big jam.
Yeah, we could have a lot of fun.
Check out Rich's impression of dulcimer playing.
Just by dulcimer.
Rich does impressions.
It's been a long week.
Wait till you see Elvis impression.
Miles apart now, so this is a treat for us.
Here's the chorus. Like going to work tomorrow, and I may not work next day. No, I ain't going to work tomorrow, for it'd be a wet, rainy day. Try it now. Well, I ain't going to work tomorrow. Yes, I'm going round the world. Well, I'm going to leave this country for the sake of one little girl. She told me that she loved me, and she caused my poor heart grief. Now she's got her back to know me, and she's calling whoever she please. Here we go now. Well, I ain't gonna work tomorrow.
Yeah.
request for the dill pickle rag.
This is Rich's latest toy.
Yeah, this National Steel Mandolin. They're pretty rare nowadays. I haven't seen many, and I've looked a lot. I just happened to be in Greenwich Village one time and walked into a little store called the Music Inn, which is about the size of the stage here, and it has about 50 million instruments, I think. It's a
Don't go in if you're claustrophobic.
Yeah, if you have claustrophobia, you could go crazy. But it's a wonderful place. They have mostly, I saw a lot of sitars and Japanese instruments and everything hanging on the walls. And you walk through the place like this, and between all the records, and the owner asked me, he said, is there something I can help you with? I was going to ask for some old records. And I said, well, have you ever seen a National Steel Mandolin? He says, well, yeah, we got one. And I fell out of my shoes right there. Isn't this great? I just love the look. If you can't see it, you can look at it later. It has that sort of refrigerator baked on finish. You know?
It's a genuine I Love Lucy.
Yeah, it has that yellow with it looks like brown streaks in it or something. It's wonderful.
Yeah, that's just the label, is right. Margo knows what to do.
She's on a diet. Can you believe it? Actually, she eats all the ice cream, and I gain the weight.
I can eat them under the table.
We had a request for this number. It's from a songwriter, a favorite of ours. We work a lot in Wisconsin, and this
thank you.
Songwriter's a truck driver from Milwaukee. His name is Larry Penn, and he's just a wonderful man. I like him. We always end up in a blues workshop, and he always sits down and says, well, I don't know why I was chosen for this workshop. I don't play any blues. And then he plays some of the best stuff you've heard.
Oh, and he writes.
He's just a little too humble, I think.
Yeah, this is probably the most widely recorded of his songs. A lot of people are taking to liking it these days and performing it. Maybe you've heard the Cookie song, but it talks about his experience in a cookie shop one day and how it relates to other people. And I know you'll sing along.
I'm a little cookie, yes I am. I was made by the cookie man. On my way from the cookie pan, a little piece broke off of me.
Here's our part.
A little piece broke off of me, uh-huh. A little piece broke off of me, uh-huh. But I can taste just as good, mm-hmm, as a regular cookie can. I'm a little chocolate bar, I am. I was made by the chocolate man. On my way from the chocolate pan, I got a little bend in me. I got a little bend in me, uh-huh. Got a little bend in me, uh-huh. But I can taste just as good, mm-hmm, as a regular chocolate bar can. I'm a little Tootsie Roll, I am. I was made by the Tootsie Roll man. On my way from the Tootsie Roll pan, I got a little twist in me. I got a little twist in me, uh-huh. Got a little twist in me, uh-huh. But I can taste just as good, mm-hmm, as regular Tootsie Roll can.
Let's do this one quiet.
I'm a little gumdrop, yes I am. I was made by the gumdrop man. On my way from the gumdrop pan, I got a little dent in me.
Now whisper it.
I got a little dent in me, uh-huh, yeah. Got a little dent in me, uh-huh. But I can taste just as good, mm-hmm, as regular gumdrop can.
Now loud.
I'm a little cookie, yes I am. I was made by the cookie man. On my way from the cookie pan, I got a little piece broke off of me.
A little piece broke off of me, uh-huh. A little piece broke off of me, uh-huh. But I can taste just as good, mm-hmm, as a regular cookie can.
Now I'm not as rum as I might be, but I'll taste good, just wait and see. And I can love back, yes, twice as hard as a regular cookie can.
Oh, it's great when people sing along.
Yeah. I want to dedicate this one to my buddies Phil and John. I learned this one from you, John. I didn't steal it, I just learned it.
Oh, we stole it.
Okay.
and we took Phil's clapping from it, too. That's a neat thing to do in a song. I didn't know that till I saw Phil do it.
We've had just a wonderful time every time we've been here. And, John and Phil, we've spent many a late hour doing these things, I think. This one just sort of rubbed off. I wanted to play it mandolin style. This, well, no, I didn't hear. What are you saying? Oh, yeah. Last night it was just one beer, Rich, one beer. No music, Rich, just one beer. How long were we there, John? A couple hours? There's rats in my kitchen, and they're eating up all my bread. When I get home, they're leaving all in my bed. Now you just
one black rat. Someday I'm going to find your trail.
And then,
I got you somewhere beneath your shirt tail.
You
told me a lie that I'm gonna love you until the day I die, cause you're just
one black rat.
Someday I'm going to find your trail. I'm gonna hide my shoe somewhere beneath your shirt. Ask John for the translation. Watch out. Rosie up in Detroit. Everybody's back to work. Hey, would you believe they closed the Stroh Brewery, the main plant in Detroit? And you know how the people that work there found out about it? They heard it on the evening news.
We don't drink Strohs.
You imagine?
Anymore.
Yeah, we don't drink Strohs. That's right. Unless that's all the ice house has. I thought that was unbelievable. This is called The Price Is Going Higher. I'll tell you something, ain't no joke. My cost of living is keeping me broke. The price is going higher. We hate your buyer. Yeah, now price is going so high. What can a good man do? Meat, butter, and eggs getting high still. You don't get no change out of no $5 bill. Yeah, price is going higher. We hate your buyer. Market just jumped over the moon. Yeah, prices going higher, way hey, up higher. Yeah, now prices going so high, what can a good man do?
Some folks come up and, and make fools of themselves.
This one,
may I have a sip of that, by the way?
Oh, certainly. I'm sorry.
He won't kill you.
Kill a kid.
We found out last year about a man who lives in this area named Larry Gross. And, we sort of follow him with fondness because he wrote one of the songs that we really like to do, and we found it in an unlikely way on a Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse Goes West album. But it's wonderful. It's a wonderful song, and it's called Partners, which is what we like to think of all of you. So join us on the chorus.
There's a refrain of "We'll always be partners."
Yes, that comes around.
If you want to keep it accurate to the record, it would be "We will always be partners." Of course, then you'd have to sing like Donald Duck.
Bridge.
I can't do it anymore. I had a voice change.
Oh, come on, come on.
I swear I can't do it.
His mother tells me he spent the whole seventh grade. That man has to stand up.
Is he in blues class?
Rich's mom tells me that Rich spent his whole seventh grade year speaking like that. She never knew his voice had changed. So one day he came out of it.
It was a trance.
Some guys are affected in different ways, hey? And play through it again.
I'm gonna let you keep on talking. What else would you like to tell me?
The family secrets.
The rain may fall, the wind may blow, you know, know, sunny skies will, they'll come and they go. But come what may, there's one thing I know. We'll always be partners.
We may be rich, we may be poor, we may find rainbows outside our door, but through it all, there's one thing.
Shadows fall across the hills. Darkness sits on my windowsills. That I will count my blessings still.
We'll always be partners.
Let's try the chorus. It's shadows.
Shadows fall. Darkness sits on my windows,
but I will count
my blessings still. We'll always be partners.
The times will change, the leaves will turn, there's lots of lessons we'll have to learn, but we'll let that bridge behind us burn, 'cause we'll always be partners.
We may be rich, we may be poor, out on the prairie or in the town, but smile.
Shadows fall across the hills. Darkness sits on my windowsills.
But I will count my blessings still.
We'll always be Phil Wiggins.